This is Football Nation. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL. Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for listening to Patriots.com Radio. This is Football Nation. I am Bill Enright, alongside with the brains behind this operation. That's Todd DeVries. Todd, we got a big show planned tonight. Football Nation, all football all the time. What do we have in store?
Jam-packed. 2 hours, Bill. First of all, let's rejoice. The replacement refs are retired.
Hallelujah.
So that'll be a common thread throughout the two-hour show. And why not? We'll have a little bit of fun with that. But, Bill, two jam-packed hours. We're going to do the idiot report, kind of recapping some of the shenanigans from last week. We're going to break down the Patriots and Bills. We have a Football Nation legal expert, Bram Maravent, to come on. He'll kind of recap the whole referee situation from a legal perspective. Nice. We're going to do our world-famous fantasy football preview, Bill. We're going to do the injury report, NFL power rankings, week four previews, and, of course, we'll be joined by Carrie Byrne from coldhardfootballfacts.com. Whew! It's going to be a jam-packed 2 hours, as I said, Bill.
Yeah, we two news related to the New England Patriots. One, they released tight end Kellen Winslow. Your wish is our command. Winslow asked to be released, and the Patriots went ahead and did that. And then how about Patriots owner Robert Kraft being one of the finalists for the Hall of Fame this year?
Yeah, how about it? I guess that's kind of a long process, right? It's they kind of whittle down the
I think he's in the top 25 right now.
Yes, but that's, hey, congratulations there on the nomination. And Kellen Winslow, we talked about him last week, Bill. I kind of said, let's wait and see. We can't expect him to come in and be Aaron Hernandez right out of the gate. And as we saw, he only took four snaps last week, right?
Yeah, that was it. That
Something
was
like that.
Quick,
so
quick career with the Patriots.
Yeah, well, he'll move on somewhere else.
I don't think he will. I think he thinks he's going to, but I don't think another team will go after him unless there's a big-time injury to a tight end. Can't see him getting picked up.
Yeah, non-factor.
Yeah, non-factor is right. Todd, so these refs, replacement refs, are now unemployed. They are going to affect the U.S. unemployment rate, which is already high as it is. But the good news is we have the real refs back.
Yeah, thank goodness. I mean, what a debacle. What a whirlwind it has been with this referee thing,
Yep, crazy.
It kind of was like the storm was brewing in the preseason. There were some kind of weird things going on. Remember the one ref, he threw the flag for holding, and I forget which coach it was. He basically talked him out of it. He picked it up, put it back in his pocket.
Yeah.
We all kind of raised an eyebrow. We said, did that really just happen? But let's be honest, it was kind of all back burner stuff until the real games began. They got through week one kind of unscathed, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't terrible. Yep. And for whatever reason, I think what happened is, as the week kind of went on, Bill, these players and coaches started to realize the way they could take advantage of these refs.
These refs can be intimidated.
They could be intimidated, and they started to do anything they could to get an edge. And you know how it is, man. The NFL, it is hard to win in the NFL. So any edge you can get, you take. They realized this was a possible way to get an edge, to intimidate these refs. It affected the flow of the game. I mean, let's forget about the bad calls for a second, Bill. How about just the flow of these games? Just taking too long when they did review a play, misspotting the ball. Just there was so much that was just going wrong. And Sunday, it just all started to go wrong. And then Sunday night, that Patriots-Ravens game, a lot of bad calls that really, you can make the argument, really affected the way that game ended. The Patriots could have won that game very easily if a few calls went their way, some questionable calls. And then, of course, Monday night, the whole total meltdown. And now we are where we are today. It's all said and done, and the real refs are back. Ed Hockley is out of the gym and back on the field this weekend.
Can't wait to see Big Ed and his biceps back on the field in that black and white zebra uniform.
The gun show.
Looking forward to that. Yeah. 508-298-0398 is the number to dial us. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. We want to hear your complaints about the replacement refs and how you're rejoicing about the real refs coming back. You can also hit us up on the email, webradio@patriots.com. Give us send us some love on Facebook, facebook.com/footballnationllc. I actually just put up a picture of Ed Hockley putting up the second down sign, but I made him say, peace out, replacement refs. Big Ed is back. So, again, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/footballnationllc, commenting on that fun photo we have up. So before we really dive into more about this ref stuff, so much of what we have today on the idiot report has to do with the refs. So I think we should start off with the idiot report.
Yeah, why not, Bill? Why don't you dive in with number one? Because I might be disagreeing with you on this first item you have on the list.
All right, Kevin, what do you got for us?
Such an idiot.
Great stuff. All right, so number one on the idiot report list, and I'm going to whisper this one, Todd, because Coach Belichick intimidates me as it is. But we all saw Coach Belichick grab the referee after the game on Sunday night, and, you know, that cuddling gesture that he did when he took the ref by the arm, that cost him $50,000. He got fined by the NFL, $50,000. You know how many cut-off hooded sweatshirts he could have bought with $50,000? He's got to make the idiot report this week.
Idiot!
You know, he barely grabbed the guy, Bill. He just, you know, he was running alongside him. The ref was trying to get the hell out of there, trying to get off the field. You know, he knew what was coming. He just tried to grab him. It wasn't as intimidating as some of the other stuff that was going on during the weekend. I don't know, man. I would have done the same exact thing. He wanted to know if that kick was good or not. Kind of an important play in the game.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't blame him for that. I would have done the same thing. I might have gone a little bit further than him, actually.
All right, what about Redskins offensive coordinator Mike Shanahan's son, Kyle Shanahan, confronted a ref in the tunnel after the game. That cost him $25,000.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know what to say about that, man. I mean, again, that's where Belichick could have gone, right? He could have taken it to the next level. Kind of been there with his cronies in the tunnel waiting for these poor guys, these ex-lingerie league referees, waiting for them in the tunnel, give them the business a little bit, Bill.
All right, how about the next idiot on our list, Roger Goodell. Commissioner Goodell, you're an idiot for making us wait 3 weeks, costing the Packers a victory, possibly costing the Patriots a victory. Now you put the replacement refs on the unemployment list, and the real refs are back. But why did you wait so long?
You said possibly costing the Packers a victory?
I said possibly costing the Patriots a victory.
Oh, Patriots. I said Packers. Because the Packers definitely going to cost the victory. Yeah, well, hey, you know, they waited until it got too bad. They waited too long. The firestorm was already out of control, and now there's damage control to be done. Should have been done months ago.
All right, the next idiot on our list, Golden Tate, Seahawks wide receiver, clearly pushed off at the end of the game. When he was asked about it in the post-game interview, he said, "I don't know what you're talking about 50 times.
Yeah, come on, man. You got away with it. Why don't you give a little wry smile and say, hey, I was trying to catch the ball, and then just leave it at that. But he had to go a little too far, so... He did not come across well at all in the postgame.
All right, that same game, I'm putting the Packers offensive line on the idiot report this week. They give up 9 sacks. Aaron Rodgers was hit all game. But then after the game, they blast the refs on Twitter, and they were really cursing, like not rated R type stuff, like NC-17 type cursing in their tweets. You know, they gave up the 9 sacks, and yet they blame the refs for after the game.
Yeah, I mean, 8 of those sacks were in the first half, correct?
Yep.
So at least they improved in the second half. Yeah, I don't know, man. Be careful what you take to Twitter if you're one of these players. Because I'm surprised they didn't come down on those guys with some fines. Maybe they will.
The NFL social media policy only says that you cannot tweet or Facebook 90 minutes before the game or during the game. There's nothing saying anything about the content of your social media post.
So you can go in the locker room 1 minute after the game and blast away?
Yes, I believe
so. All right, that's what they did.
All right, the next idiot on our report is Lance Easley. Who the heck is that?
Well,
we're about to tell you. That is the ref that came in on Monday Night Football and called the play a touchdown while the other ref was calling it an interception. But that's not why he's an idiot. He's an idiot because after the game, he went to Fresno, California, and you can see a picture with him online partying it up with some blonde Packers fan.
Yeah, he's enjoying his 15 minutes of fame, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Our man, Lance Easley. Hey, Bill, there's a shameless plug here. There's a great article on footballnation.com about this. Anthony King wrote, quite frankly, I saw the article come in, and the name Lance Easley was in the headline. I didn't even know who he was talking about. I had to read it.
Yeah.
He explained the whole thing. Yeah, this guy's a mini celebrity. You know, Bill, when this is all said and done, when this is kind of in the rearview mirror, I think we're going to look back on these replacement refs kind of in a fond way. I think it'll be kind of a humorous thing, unless you're a Packers fan probably, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think we're going to look back at these guys in hatred. It's not really their fault, you know? They kind of got thrown into a huge situation, so.
How much longer before one of these replacement refs are on network TV doing an interview saying, we didn't have any idea what we were doing, I gambled on the games, I had some players in my fantasy lineups, I made terrible calls, We were definitely out of place. It's only a matter of time. I'm telling you, that's going to happen sooner or later.
The bigger question is, when is one going to get a reality TV show?
That, hey, I'll join him on that show. Would love to be on it. All right, next person up on our idiot list, Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin. The Dolphins took the game against overtime against the Jets. Now, the Dolphins blocked a field goal in overtime, but Philbin tries to ice the kicker, gets rewarded the timeout. The Jets go back on the field, and they nail the field goal, and they win the game.
I hate this icing the kicker thing.
It's so stupid.
I know. I don't know how you fix it. I mean, I guess you could try to create some crazy rule to you can't call a timeout or whatever. I don't know. That you just get burned on it. Why do it? Just let the guy kick it. At this point, the kickers are probably thinking that they're going to get iced, so maybe you can catch them off guard somehow by not icing them. I mean, that's where we've gotten to. That's the stage we're at here in the NFL with these last-second kicks.
Well, that's icing the kicker certainly came to bite Joe Philbin in the butt because they ended up blocking the first kick. He called a timeout, but then the Jets made the second kick. All right, moving on. The San Francisco 49ers and New Orleans Saints, both on the idiot list this week. Two of the biggest favorites in Week 3. They ended up losing. They cost a lot of people their survivor pool leagues. I was not happy about either team.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Saints, you know, some of us saw it coming, you know, in the preseason. Not me. I thought they'd be just fine.
Yeah,
but the Saints are just falling apart. The Niners, I think they just stubbed their toe. I mean, that Minnesota team's playing pretty well right now, and I'm surprised they lost the game, but the Niners will be just fine.
All right, and the final group of people on the Idiot Report this week are NFL fans everywhere. Look, we know the replacement officials suck. We know that's true. But are the real refs any better? I guarantee this weekend, Todd, fans are going to be watching the game and saying, wow, that call sucked. These refs are horrible.
Yep.
And, you know, they're going to be blasting the real refs sooner or later, too.
Yeah, let's not forget, these real refs make mistakes as well. But, Bill, I'll say this, you know, again, as long as the flow of the game is back to normal, and there aren't these crazy interruptions and just complete nonsense with all this intimidation stuff going on. As long as these guys can restore order to the game that we watch and love, I'll be cool with a few missed calls down the line.
All right, so that was the Idiot Report for Week 3. Now, if you're watching the games during the Week 4's action all weekend, send us your Idiot Report suggestions, all right? You can hit me up on Twitter, FBNation_Bill. You can follow Todd, CFFGeek. You can hit us up on Facebook, Football Nation, Facebook.com/FootballNationLLC. And also you can email in, give us your Idiot Report suggestions, webradio@patriots.com. And who knows, if we pick yours, they could be right on the air next week during that fun little segment that we like to do here on Football Nation, Patriots.com radio. Todd, we also want to hear from the fans if you're happy or upset about the refs. Give us a call in the next segment. We'll be taking your calls. Phone lines are wide open. 508-298-0398 is the number to reach us. We're going to take a quick break here, but don't go anywhere because we have the Patriots Week 4 preview. They're taking on AFC East rivals Buffalo Bills on Sunday. We'll be breaking down that matchup right after the break.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield. Catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
I love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
We have fouls by both teams during the kick. We have illegal shift by the kicking team. After the kick,
the other guy's telling them both on the kicking team.
Then after the kick, we have a 15-yard penalty. Chosen to re-kick, 5-yard penalty.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. Are they both enforced? So it's after the kick.
After the kick.
So they're marking off the five.
Now the whistles blow again.
A correction on the reporting of the foul.
Okay.
Both teams were on the both fouls were on the kicking team. 5-yard penalty.
Okay. I got nothing on that.
Okay.
Nobody knows what's going on. Right now, Bill Belichick is looking across the field at Tom Coughlin. And Tom's looking back at him, saying, what the heck are we getting ourselves into next week? Look at Belichick's
Both
face.
Fouls were committed by the kicking team.
He can't believe
First
it.
Foul was an illegal shift by the kicking team. The second foul, after the kick, was a personal foul, face mask. We're going to force the 5-yard penalty and re-kick.
It's just utter miscommunication.
The game was rolling along pretty fast there for a while, but sorry about that, folks.
All right, welcome back to Football Nation. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries hanging out. You heard some sound clips. That was the real audio, not doctored, not edited at all, during the Week 4 Patriots-Giants preseason matchup of this year. And, Todd, I mean, you haven't heard a bigger botch like that since probably my first show ever doing radio.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even that clown music was not piped in either, Bill. The circus music
We're going to miss those moments, though, going forward, aren't we? Those you know, where it takes 4 minutes to get to the next play?
I know. I mean, it gave me a lot of time, you know, to grab a cold beverage from the refrigerator. It was nice in that regard.
Ace Ticket Hotline's 508-298-0398. If you want to rant about the replacement refs, if you want to celebrate the real refs being back, right now is the time to call in. Phone lines are wide open. We want to hear your rants. We want to hear your celebrations. But before that, why do you say that we kind of break down the Patriots-Bills matchup for this week?
Absolutely, Bill. I mean, when's the last time the Patriots lost three in a row?
I don't know. Kevin?
I mean,
It was like 2002. I think it was 10 years ago.
That is.
I know the last time they were below 500 was 9 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was the start of the 2002 season.
Wow. I mean, so here we are, Bill. It's an AFC East matchup, okay? Huge implications. The Bills are 2-1, Patriots 1-2. If the Bills were to pull this off, which I can't see happening, 3-1 and 1-3, two games of separation?
That'd be crazy.
I can't believe the predicament that the Patriots are in this early in the season. And it's on the road. I mean, this is not an easy game. The Bills are putting up points, Bill. They scored... Well, they got drilled by the Jets in the opener, 48-28, okay?
Yeah.
Then they won two in a row. They beat the Chiefs 35-17, beat the Browns 24-14. They can put points up. Now, the running back situation is a big question mark with C.J. Spiller injured and Fred Jackson coming off an injury. I think Spiller did practice today, Bill. I don't know what the exact status of the two of them is, but that's kind of what's making their offense go so far.
All right, so let's dive a little further and deep into the stats. Kevin, cue up the music. Patriots and the Bills preview.
Life is good when you're a Patriots fan. Woo-wee! It's even better when they're winning.
Brady, back to throw. Looks, fires. Caught. Touchdown! Rob Gronkowski!
It's time for Bill and Todd to break down the Pats on Football Nation.
All right, Todd, so you mentioned huge implications here for the AFC East. Patriots right now rank third in the division. The Bills are ranked second. The New York Jets, how the heck is this happening? They're ranked number one in the AFC East standings, all right? Last year, week three, the Bills won versus the Patriots 34-31, but the Patriots took the second game in that matchup. Week 17, they took it down 49-21. The Bills are hot in September and October, but they always take a dive in November and December. But is this the year that the Patriots kind of come out early on in the season and defeat the Bills?
They have to, Bill. Again, you know, they cannot afford to go 1-3 this early in the season. I know that, you know, over time the Bills will cool off, and the Jets, we don't believe in the Jets, and the Dolphins are going to be in the cellar of this division all year long. But, you know, the Patriots got to start looking around at some of the other teams in the AFC. They got to start, you know, it's not too early to start thinking playoff seeding, right? And if you get in a 1-3 hole, I mean, you're in deep doo-doo, my friend. I mean, they got to go to Orchard Park and pull this one out. And I think that they will.
You mentioned Fred Jackson, CJ Spiller. We're not sure if we're going to see them in action. The Patriots are seventh in the league for the least amount of rushing yards. They're holding their opponents to 81 yards per game. That's actually, seventh best in the league. So that's excellent.
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, again, it's going to depend on the status of Fred and CJ. Are these guys ready to go or not? They're definitely not going to be 100%. I mean, I think we can agree on that, correct?
Yeah, right.
So, but, you know, and Ryan Fitzpatrick right now leads, he's tied for the lead in passing touchdowns in the NFL. So he's swinging it around a little bit. He's getting the job done. He's producing points, man. They're scoring points, the Bills.
The Bills are averaging 371 passing yards per game. The Patriots are 371 passing yards per game.
And guys, just as a little bit of breaking news, the injury report just came out and landed on my desk. And CJ Spiller and Fred Jackson both practiced today in a limited fashion.
Yeah, that doesn't really give us anything. Limited fashion. They're going to be game time decisions. It's going to happen on Sunday. Coach Changeli is going to say, all right, Fred Jackson, you're good to go. CJ, we're going to wait 1 week. Fred Jackson came out yesterday and said, my knee is a little sore. I wasn't expecting it to be this sore today. So, you know, it's going to be a wait-and-see approach. Yeah, they practice in a limited fashion. That really means they did some drills. I'm not looking into that too much.
Well, how about the other side of the ball, Bill? The Patriots, okay? Wes Welker got back in the groove last week. He was a much bigger part of the offense than early in the season. Brandon Lloyd's coming along just fine. He's been a nice acquisition. Stephen Ridley, you know, again, depends on the game plan, what they're trying to exploit. He's there. He looks very productive when they need him. So this offense, while they have the weapons, they really haven't pulled it all together just yet. And I think that they're going to – you looked at last year, right? You said they scored 31 and 49 on these guys, so they're averaging 40 points a game last year on the Bills. Yeah. I think they're going to score in the high 30s in this game.
Their passing defense is a little suspect right now. They're allowing 343 passing yards on average, 14th best in the NFL. They just got lit up by Joe Flacco. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick has a little bit better weapons than Flacco does. I think that's going to be where the Patriots need to step up in stopping the pass.
Yeah, well, you know, again, the Patriots thus far, look who they faced, Bill. I mean, they faced the Titans. There's no pass defense there. I mean, there's no passing game there with Jake Locker. Mm. Although last week he blew up the Lions. Then you had Mr. Kevin Cobb in week two in the 20-18 loss. You know, he's not an offensive passing machine either. So they haven't really faced too much there, unless you believe in Joe Flacco, who had a nice game with Torrey Smith on the Sunday night game.
And by the way, I totally misspoke before. Buffalo Bills averaging 193 passing yards, 26th best in the NFL. But their total yards in the game, 371.
Right, that's 11, why I gave you 11th. What?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I fix my mistakes eventually.
So what do you think, Bill? Again, I mean, I think the Patriots are going to score points on these guys. I think they're going to come out hot in this game. There's enough messing around in these first halves. I think they're going to come out hot, put up the points. And the Bills, I mean, you know, if you're a fantasy guy, I think the Bills might put up some nice garbage time points for you, maybe Stevie Johnson, Ryan Fitzpatrick. But I think that the Patriots are going to be playing from the lead in this one. I think they're going to win comfortably.
Yeah, if you think that history repeats itself, you know, last year the Patriots lost two in a row, and then what was the result? They went on an eight-game winning streak, tack on the three that came in the playoffs, and then they lost in the Super Bowl. So they lost two in a row this year. Now let's see if they can pile on those wins, string some wins together here as we get to the chunk of the NFL season.
Yeah.
But I think they come away with the win. Absolutely.
So what's your prediction? Score prediction.
31-21.
Okay.
Double digit
I have it 34-21.
34-21. All right, so we're off by a field goal.
Yeah, there you go. I think, you know, I just think that they're due to turn this on. I cannot see them falling in a 1-3 hole with the Bills going 3-1. It's impossible in my brain. My brain can't comprehend that right now.
It's crazy to believe. And yet, it can certainly happen this week. That's what's so weird about it. Like, they're 1-2 right now. Anything can happen in the NFL. There is a chance that the Patriots start off the season 1-3. I just can't, like you said, my brain cannot really compile that information that the Patriots would be 1-3 to start the year.
So the good news, Bill, is for Patriots fans out there listening to the show, we both think the Patriots are going to win comfortably this week. The bad news is I think we've predicted the Patriots are going to win each week thus far.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, didn't you predict
that
they would
crazy.
Win? What did they win? What was your prediction last week for the Ravens game?
Double digit win.
Oh,
well, they were up by fairness. Hey, it probably should have been a double digit
win. I was going to say, blame it on the replacement refs.
13-0 to start the game. I was like living in the high
life.
I was
up,
like, oh wow,
up nine with the ball in the fourth.
Exactly, up nine with the ball in the fourth, going in for a score.
Yeah, on the Ravens side of the field.
Yeah, right. So I wasn't that far off, but then all of a sudden things break down. Some bad play calls, some bad officiating, some really bad officiating, and all of a sudden you're looking at a loss instead of a double-digit win.
And Bill, hey, before we move on to our next
That's
segment,
crazy.
Before we move on to our next segment, I want to ask Kevin. Kevin, was that kick good or not?
I think it was good.
Okay, there you go.
I think it was
honesty
it was good
from a Patriots guy. There you
yeah,
go.
All of us. I watch the game here with a lot of the Patriots Football Weekly writers, and we take notes and get ready for the post-game show. And we all thought it was good by the letter of the law. Because most people don't understand that if the ball goes over the upright in the NFL, it's good, and I think that's why a lot of the outrage occurred.
Yeah. If you watch the end of that play, it looked like Vince Wilfork was going to eat that ref in the end
zone.
Yeah,
I was worried about him. I was worried we were going to have some blood on our hands.
He stormed down there and was waving his hands pretty violently in the air, and I'm telling you, he was hungry. He wanted something to eat. He was looking at that ref like the next
mad.
Meal.
Oh, yeah, we're going to miss the replacement refs, Bill. We're going to miss the chaos.
Yeah, what are we going to talk about?
I don't know. I mean, it got to the point where, honestly, tonight I was kind of looking forward to a train wreck. You know? Forget the game. The Ravens-Browns game, right? I was looking forward to a little bit of referee train wrecking tonight.
Yeah, this game's going to stink anyway. Might as well have bad officiating in it.
Yeah. So I guess we got the new refs tonight, or the new old refs tonight.
The new old refs. And speaking of the new old refs, why don't you say that we break down everything from the legal side of things, what took so long with the NFL Referees Association and the NFL Owners Association. So we're going to bring on Football Nation legal expert Bram Maravent. Bram the lawyer, man. What's up, man? Thanks for calling back into Football Nation on Patriots.com radio.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Doing great, Bram. Hey, so the mess is over with. It's kind of been the theme of our show thus far. The replacement referees go back into hiding. Ed Hockley and the biceps come back into prominence. But I have to ask you, Bram, you know, from a legal perspective, if the Monday night – let's just take the Monday night game. Obviously, that's the all the rage this week. If that game had been a clean game, okay, where there wasn't any controversy, just a normal Monday night game, do you think we'd still be sitting here with the old refs back in place? Or do you think – that game really took this into a hyper overdrive to get the deal done?
I think that was the grease that kind of made the engine run a little faster. I really do. The two sides were negotiating even as of Sunday. Over the weekend, they had a federal mediator present. And so they were churning along, but they were still fundamentally apart on two big issues. One was the taxi squad, the three sets of seven referees that would be able to be replace any of the other referees who were quote-unquote substandard or not performing properly. And the other issue was a pension plan versus a 401k.
Right.
And so while that was moving along slowly, but I think after Sunday and then the Sunday night game, I know there was some issue with that. And then, of course, the Monday night game, which just, you know, drove everyone crazy. Roger Goodell even said that that was definitely an impetus to get things moving faster forward, which concluded with them kind of getting the T's dotted and the I's crossed as of last night and making the decision to have the, as you said, the old new or the new old referees back in place for tonight's
right.
game.
So, Bill, you know, and Bram, we can thank Lance Easley. He's the new hero. The referee who botched the call in the end zone on the Hail Mary, he's the guy that got the job done.
I wonder what it will take to get him on the show next week, Lance.
I don't know. Let's make a call. Apparently, he likes to party. So, Bill, you know, take him out for drinks.
And get him all liquored up and then have him on the show. Lance, what were you thinking? How did you have Golden Tate on your fantasy team? That's why you called it a touchdown?
Well, Bill, you know, I did have a Golden Tate, and it was a touchdown. I can
only
imagine.
You never know. You never know. I have a feeling we haven't heard the last from Lance Easley.
Lance Easley.
Hey.
You haven't heard the last from Golden Tate either, by the way. I think he admitted that there was some pushing.
He finally admitted to it. He finally owned up 72 hours later. A little too late for my taste. He should have done
Sometimes
it right on the field afterwards.
It takes a little while to jog your memory, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, Bram, okay, now the deal is done. You know, who are the winners and losers here? Who won the negotiation when it's all said and done?
Well, the deal's tentatively done, so let's remember that. There's
going
to be what you call a ratification vote, I believe, that's going to be on Friday and Saturday, or at least on Saturday in Dallas. That's where the union will vote to approve the terms of the new collective bargaining agreement. It's pretty much assumed that at least 50% plus one will ratify the agreement. There shouldn't be a big deal with that. Now, as far as the winners and losers, I think the overall winners here are the fans. They get a complete game on the field, no questions really. While there may be some tonight, you know, first game back or whatever, It's a full game, regular players, regular referees.
So yeah, it's the product that we signed up. It's the product we signed up for, right?
That's right. It's what you paid for.
Right.
Now, from the owner's perspective, the owners win because they do get to modify the pension system as it currently exists. I think the way that the terms of the agreement work is through 2016 as a defined benefit pension plan, and then it freezes. And then it will turn into a defined contribution 401k style benefit plan. Now, so the owners get that.
Okay.
They also get they also get that taxi squad.
Right. So the taxi squad. Just so I understand it that kind of puts some pressure on the referees to perform. And if they're performing poorly, they have the threat of being replaced at some point by this, you know, taxi squad, these referees sitting on the bench that are properly trained referees, correct?
That's right. Yeah, they're going to be college referees. Those that were, you know, obviously the college referees were not in play here with the replacement referees. So they're part of this taxi squad and they're being trained. I don't know what the requirements are going to be for a replacement. That might be something to... you know, to further delve into if that becomes an issue. There's some pressure, but I don't think it's going to be anything immediate. I think it would probably take a large gaffe. Maybe not as big as the Monday night gaffe, but something along those lines. Those are a couple of things that the owners got, but the referees themselves, they got a defined benefit plan. They got a pension plan for a number of years through this agreement. They got an 8-year deal. So, you know, I think they originally wanted a 10-year deal, but 8 years is not too bad. Alleged labor peace for 8 years. They also got a bump in salaries. I think it's going to be something around almost $60,000 by the end of the term of the deal. And remember, they're not full time. So
right.
There's something to be had. And then, of course, they're also back. So,
right.
I think there might be some kind of retroactive pay going on, so they'll get paid as if they were there from week one. So, again, they win for that reason, and, you know, they dug in their heels. And they really won the battle of public relations, too. That's something else to take into consideration. Now, I don't know how long it's going to last. Like, you know, there could be a crazy call tonight, and then, you know, the new old referees are back on the wanted pages, you know. But all that aside, they did win the battle of public relations. The NFL took a gamble, and I think they lost here. So
I agree. So Bill,
Bram, you mentioned their salaries. That it's going up $60,000. It's not starting at $60,000.
No, right. It's going up $60,000. It's going to be
like $120,000 to start off, and then they're getting $180,000, and then by the end of the contract, I think it's $219,000. Todd, forget this radio stuff. I'm going to go and become a NFL referee.
Well, Bill, you're halfway there. I mean, you're already refereeing those lingerie games, right? So
I wish.
I mean, if you're a lingerie, you know, guy, you have a shot. I mean, half these guys that were replacement refs were reffing that league.
$219,000 to get yelled at by Ray Lewis and Bill Belichick, you know, a couple times a year, I'll take it.
He's got
to
work on the biceps,
job on the side.
Well worth the money. Well worth the money. All right, Bram, so what's next in the NFL? We have any contract labor negotiations that we're going to be dealing with the next couple of years, or is this all in the clear?
This looks to be a done deal pending the ratification vote by the union on over the weekend. So I think that for right now with this issue, it's kind of put to bed. I think, you know, the next thing to be watching, if you're looking at anything right now from the professional level, is still the ongoing situation with the four Saints players or former Saints players and Roger Goodell, seeing what happens. I know Roger Goodell had given a document to Vilma last week that was, it's not an affidavit, I think it's a declaration stating that the assistant coach there was, he pointed the finger at Vilma, you know, paying for injuring players. So I think that might be something to watch. And I know Goodell, in the defamation lawsuit, his people have filed a motion to stay any discovery at this point, while there's a motion to dismiss out there. So those are a couple of legal issues if you're looking for anything, you know, to keep watch for, at least on the pro side. There's others on the college side, but we're not talking about that right now.
No, we are not. And, Bram, we always appreciate you calling us in. By the way, I just nicknamed you Bram the Lawyer Man. I hope that's okay with you. Even if it's not, that's what I'll be calling you every time you call in. So kind of just laid it out there for you. Is that all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Bram. That is Bram Maravent, our Football Nation legal expert. Bram the Lawyer Man. I like the ring to that, Todd. I don't know if he did, but I do. So since it's our show, I'll be calling him what I want.
There you go. He writes a regular column, too, Bill, called Rules of the Game on Football Nation. Really good stuff.
Guess what, Patriots fans? The fantasy football segment is coming up next. Get your questions in now, 508-298-0398. And you can also hit us up, webradio@patriots.com. And if you're listening to the show via podcast, hit us up on Twitter, @FFChamps. We'll help you out with your week four lineups. We're going to take a quick break here on Patriots.com radio. But up next, the fantasy football segment on Football Nation.
Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pats tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800.
I love.
Love.
Love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
Here's a dose of fantasy football from FFChamps.com.
All right, welcome back. Patriots.com ready. You're listening to Football Nation, and every week during this time, we like to do a little fantasy football advice. You can listen to our fantasy football show every Tuesday right here, Patriots.com radio from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're not listening to the show live, you can hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps with all your fantasy football questions. Todd, we're getting a lot of emails, webradio at patriots.com, getting a lot of tweets. What do you say that we start off with email? Sound good to you?
Yeah, man, fire away.
All right, so we have Michael Cahill. He wants to know, he sent me a picture of his roster, and he needs to know if he should trade Stevie Johnson, Dwayne Bowe, or Victor Cruz to get Mekhi Lashore. Now, his running backs, Marshawn Lynch, Trent Richardson, but he doesn't have many guys on the bench, Jonathan Stewart, and actually, I think that's his only running back. So he's clearly in the need for a running back. With Dwayne Bowe and Victor Cruz, he only needs to start two wide receivers. Stevie Johnson's riding the bench. Do you think he should trade Mekhi Lashore? Do you think he should trade Stevie Johnson for Mekhi Lashore?
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, if I always would rather be stronger running back than wide receiver.
Right.
Right? And so if that's the trade, I would be down with that. You know, now can he start a flex? Is that what we're dealing with here? You said he starts two wide receivers. Does he start two running backs and a flex?
No, just the two running backs, just the two wide receivers.
All right, so basically,
There is one flex. Actually, he has Jamal Charles. So he has Lynch, Trent Richardson, and Jamal Charles.
Oh, well, that changes it a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, but he only has Jonathan Stewart as the only other running back on his team.
Yeah, okay. Well, like I said, I'd rather have greater depth at the running back position than wide receiver. If he can add Mykal Short to the mix and have his RB4, that's pretty strong, man. And you know, Stevie Johnson, I like him as a wide receiver, but you can find other wide receivers to fill the wide receiver 3 hole on your roster.
Yeah, he's got Macklin, who's coming back from the injury. Denarius Moore, yeah. Andrew Hawkins. So
he's
he has
Macklin.
The receiver depth.
Well, Macklin's pretty good, man.
Obviously, yeah, definitely. Yeah, so he has the receiver depth. That's for Michael Cahill. Absolutely, go make that trade. Stevie Johnson for Mykal Short. Speaking of Mykal Short, another trade question, or actually waiver wire question. This one's from Daniel Higgins. Wants to know, he has Mykal Short already. Javid Best is available. Should he dump LeSure and pick up Javid Best? No way.
No. Yeah. Why?
He says he doesn't. You know, he thinks that once Best is back, he'll take over in the backfield. But I don't think.
I disagree. I think that this is LeSure's job to lose. I think he's got the job. Unless he gets hurt, he's going to be the guy.
All right, we have a tweet from VIP Strippers, our guy up there in Massachusetts. He has one question about a running back this week. He doesn't know who to start. DeMarco Murray or Trent Richardson? Trent Richardson playing tonight against the Baltimore Ravens.
And so he's got Murray against the Bears.
Murray against the Bears, Richardson against the Ravens.
I'm going to go with DeMarco Murray.
I am too.
I just don't like the Browns traveling to Baltimore. The Browns have nothing on offense, Bill, other than Trent. So if the Ravens are smart, they're going to stack the box. They're going to make Brandon Whedon beat them, which he will not be able to do. And Trent Richardson's going to be in for a long night.
Yeah, I agree. So we both are on the same page about DeMarco Murray there. Let's go to Tom in New Jersey. He's calling us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. What's up, Tom? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Billy. What's going on?
What's up, my man?
I got a question for you. I've got a team in my league that's frosting over the mouse over Jeremy Macklin.
Okay.
And I need some RB help in response. He's got the law firm, and he's got Mykal LeSure. I'm looking to see if a trade like that straight up would be, you know, something I'd be tempted to dabble with.
He has Mykal LeSure and the law firm, and he wants Macklin from you?
Well, no, he has those guys.
Yeah.
He's looking to get Macklin. I need RB help, so I was wondering, are those guys kind of on the same par with like a guy like Macklin?
Bill, I would think the law firm especially. That's a real attractive trade in my book. Now, Tom, who are your other wide receivers?
I got Julio Jones as my first guy. I've been kind of mixing and matching lately because I have Garcon and he's been injured, and but I have Santonio Holmes as well.
I'm liking the law firm.
Okay.
Yeah, I would definitely if you need running back help, I would trade Macklin for the law firm straight up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate you guys' help.
Go for it, Connect Four. That was Tom in New Jersey. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. If you have any questions about your fantasy football team, now is the time to call us. And if you're listening to the show on demand via the podcast, hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps. Todd, what do you say we do some stardom sit-em?
Sure, man. Let me cue them up for you, and you knock them down.
All right.
How's that sound?
Yeah, good.
Let's start at the quarterback position, Bill.
Okay.
Stardom. Who are you starting to QB this week?
Love Matt Schaub against the Tennessee Titans. 8 passing touchdowns in 3 games versus the Titans. 970 total yards. That breaks down to about 323 yards per game. The Titans dead last when it comes to stopping the pass. So put Matt Schaub in your lineups. I also like Phillip Rivers and Eli Manning.
Phillip Rivers off to a woeful start, Bill.
Yeah, he's going to have a bounce back game against the Chiefs. Mark my words.
All right. How about sit him at the quarterback position?
Tony Romo from the Cowboys, just 1 touchdown in the last 2 games. He hasn't reached 300 passing yards since week 1, Todd. The Bears, they're the second toughest team when it comes to stopping the pass. They've only allowed 2 passing touchdowns all season long. Some other guys that I'm sitting, Jay Cutler, same game against the Cowboys. Jake Locker versus the Houston Texans, and Mark Sanchez going up against that dominant defense out there with the San Francisco 49ers.
The Jets are going to run into a buzzsaw out there.
Yes, they are. They're standing on top of the division. That won't last very long.
Oh, you know, the Jets are riding high after an ugly, ugly win, albeit it's a divisional win. But they won the game. The Niners lost. They got to travel west, right? That's out in San Fran, correct?
Yeah.
That is
going to be. Actually, is the game in San Fran or is it in?
Hold on. No, actually, you know what? You know, it's in New York.
It's in New York. You know what? That doesn't make a difference. That Jets crowd is terrible. They're calling me every week to buy tickets. There's no one going to the games. It's a miserable experience over there at MetLife Stadium when the Jets are home. There's no home field advantage when the Jets are playing there. So it doesn't even make a difference.
That's going to be a rough one for the Sanchez.
Yeah.
How about the running back position, Bill? Stardom. Who you got?
I got Cedric Benson this week as a really sneaky play. They're going up against the New Orleans Saints. We saw Jamaal Charles run all over the Saints, 233 yards in week three. Now, I know Benson's not the same quality, same caliber of player that Jamaal Charles is, but even before the Saints took on the Chiefs, they gave up two rushing touchdowns in their first 2 weeks. So I'm putting Benson into my lineups. Also, some other guys that I like this week, been Jarvis Green-Ellis versus the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Alfred Morris going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Alfred Morris, a little quiet since his debut week.
We kind of figured that was going to happen. They signed Ryan Grant this week. Roy Helu and Evan Royce are a little bit banged up, so that was more of a safety thing, add some depth to the roster with Ryan Grant. But Alfred Morris still getting the carries. I'm putting him into my lineup.
All right, I know where you're going on this side of the equation here, Bill. The Sidhams at running back. I know you're going to say a guy that we just have to mention every single show, and that is C.J. Noke.
The player formerly known as Chris Johnson, the player formerly known as C.J. 2K, C.J. No Play, C.J. took the Titans' money and ran away. I have a whole bunch of AKAs for him. But the bottom line is Chris Johnson, AKA, is not seeing my starting lineup this week. The Houston Texans are allowing the least amount of fantasy points to opposing running backs. Chris Johnson has just 45 yards in three games. Not 45
healthy.
Yards in one game, 45 yards in three games, Todd. Absolutely pitiful.
And he's healthy too, right? I mean, he's not even injured. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If he was like banged up, maybe you could see it. And I mean, they scored 44 points last week, Bill.
And he
team.
Did squat. He did squat. Nothing.
Now, 24 rushing, 5 receiving yards. 29 total yards in a game when the team scored 44 points. That is really troubling.
It's pathetic. And actually, we have an emailer sending us a quick note. That's Joel has Chris Johnson on his team. He's 0-3. He also has Michael Vick and Alex Smith. Now, he wants to know, should he release Chris Johnson or Alex Smith to pick up Christian Ponder or Ryan Fitzpatrick? Neither of those guys are going to help him rebound from this 0-3 start.
Yeah, Christian Ponder or Ryan really Fitzpatrick. Get that one. Alex Smith is, he's fine. He's okay. I guess I would rank Ponder a little higher than him, perhaps.
Right, but he still has Vic.
Yeah, that's true. He has Vic. I don't really see that as a trade that's going to, put him over the top. Do you?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Those aren't guys
look
that
for,
can.
You got to look for some other options out there.
All right, back to stardom, sit-em. Sit him for the running backs other than Chris Johnson. I've got Sean Green against the 49ers. Don't put him in your lineups. And then that Jonathan Stewart, D'Angelo Williams tandem going against the Atlanta Falcons. I don't think they're going to bode well this week and coming up.
All right. Stardom, wide receivers, Bill. A little surprised by this one, but I guess history tells us that DeSean Jackson does pretty well against the Giants.
This guy is a Giants killer, Todd. Two games in 2009, he had 256 yards, 2 touchdowns. In 2010, 105 yards in 2 games, and that huge punt return for the touchdown that they keep replaying all the highlights from. Now, in 2011, he had a quiet year, but we all know he was a little bit lazy because of that contract issue. Wasn't really happy what was going on with the Eagles. But the Giants are allowing the fourth most points to opposing wide receivers. I think D-Jax is going to be a guy that kills them.
All right, put him in your lineup. Who else you got on the start side of things?
Vincent Jackson against the Washington Redskins, and how about the little guy, Lance Moore, going up against the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, the Redskins aren't stopping anyone.
No.
I expect Doug Martin, maybe even Josh Freeman, sneaky play at quarterback if you maybe have a bye week problem. The Bucs should be able to put up a lot of points. I think the Redskins are giving up, 34 points a game? Not fantasy points, real points,
something like that.
They're giving up a ton of points, so they can't seem to stop anybody. Stardom, tight end, who you got there? I see They didn't want to Peyton Manning's targets.
Yeah, Jacob Tammy, how about it? You know, Tammy was a guy that had a lot of expectations going into the season. He was reunited with Peyton Manning from their days together in Indianapolis. Now they're both in Denver, so people were pretty high on Jacob Tammy. But he only has one touchdown in three games. I think that changes here in week four. We saw the Raiders give up two touchdowns to Heath Miller, the tight end for the Pittsburgh Steelers, in week three. I think Tammy gets into the end zone on Sunday when the Broncos take on the Raiders.
Yeah, you're right. He hasn't done much, but the good sign for Tammy, Bill, is he did receive 10 targets last week. Now, he only caught three of them.
Yeah.
But Peyton Manning's starting to look for him more and more, and that's a good sign. Who else do you like at tight end this week?
I also like Kyle Rudolph going against the Detroit Lions. Jared Cook had a really nice game against the Lions before he left with that shoulder injury. So get Kyle Rudolph, the second-year guy for the Minnesota Vikings, into your starting lineup.
All right, let's wrap up this segment with the sit-em segment of tight ends. Who do you not like this week?
Yeah, be careful with Greg Olsen from the Carolina Panthers. You know, he had a big game in week three against the Giants with 98 yards. But you know what? The Falcons just shut down Antonio Gates when they took on the Chargers last weekend. They know how to stop the tight end. Now, I think Cam Newton's going to do a little more with his legs this game. Not good news for Greg Olsen. Put him on the bench, and I'm also benching Fred Davis going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Fred Davis been a bust this year, Bill.
Yeah, big-time bust. He had a good game in week three, but nothing that everyone expected. He was drafted as a top 10 tight end, and he's barely putting up top 15 numbers.
Yeah, right. Week three did okay, but the first 2 weeks combined, only four receptions for 52 yards. That's not getting it done.
Yeah,
Maybe as he goes on, maybe he establishes a rapport with RG3, but right now I agree with you. I'd bench him.
All right, so if you're listening to this show on demand, hit us up on Twitter with your fantasy football questions at FFChamps. We got to take a quick break here on Patriots.com Radio, but don't go anywhere. Coming up next is our NFL Power Rankings. We will reveal our top 10 list and also the bottom 5 list. We'll have a lot of fun there. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio.
Football Nation, the pulse of NFL fans everywhere.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pats tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts.
I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
I love,
love
this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time. 2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
All right, welcome back to Patriots.com Radio. This is Football Nation. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries here, and it is time for the NFL Power Rankings. Todd, let's start off with the bottom five teams.
Oh, the bottom five. Well, Bill, one of them's in action tonight.
Yeah, the Cleveland
for those
Cleveland
of you listening to the show. Yeah, for those of you listening to the show on Thursday, tonight the Cleveland Browns, they are the last team in our bottom five, number 32. Just awful. 0-3, and it'll probably be 0-4 after tonight.
All right, how about number 31, Tennessee Titans? They're 1-2, taking on the Texans this week. We expect another loss. Awful quarterback, awful running back. Titans just can't get it together, even though they did beat the Lions in overtime on week three.
Lions got to be kicking themselves. How do they, you know, how do you lose that game to that team? You know, We'll get to the Lions maybe later in the show. What's going on with the Lions? They are looking like the team from 3 or 4 years ago, not the team from last year. But yes, Bill, the Titans, not much to like about them, and that's why they sit number 31 in the rankings.
Number 30, the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, the Houston Texans are running away with this division. We saw them beat the Colts, but I still think the Colts end up with the better record. Jacksonville finishes dead last in the AFC South.
Yeah, the AFC South has the Titans and the Jaguars, two of our top five worst teams. Not a good division whatsoever. Makes it easy sledding for Houston.
Yeah. All right, number 29, Miami Dolphins. You know, Todd, they have a good defense, but their offense just can't move the friggin' football.
No. They're one of the least watchable teams, and I caught way too much of that game against the Jets on Sunday, Bill. There we go.
You know why? They're not showing enough of Lauren Tannehill. If they showed more of her, I would want to tune in. But since it's more Ryan Tannehill on the field and not Lauren Tannehill off the field or in the sidelines or wherever she's sitting, that's where I want to see. I don't want to see Ryan Tannehill. I want to see Lauren.
Yeah, I agree. Not much to watch there. Not much to watch.
Oh, hot.
Yes, she is so hot. All right, number 28, the St. Louis Rams. They're 1-2, and they're playing the Seattle Seahawks in week 4.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad putting them in the bottom five, Bill, because I think they're going to have an improving year this year with Jeff Fisher. But right now, where they sit and the teams they've played, they kind of round up our bottom five. 1-2, they get Seattle in week 4. Interesting game there, Bill. Seattle riding off of the game that they probably shouldn't have won, definitely shouldn't have won. Interesting to see what happens in that one.
What do you mean you feel bad for them? Who cares? There's no sympathy for the Rams on this show.
I like the Rams. I like Jeff Fisher. I think they're going to be better, man. I think they're going to be better. They're not going to be in the bottom five at the end of the year. Guaranteed.
All right, how about time for the top 10? Let's go from negative to positive here. Number 10, we have the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, Todd, everyone mocked me in the beginning of the season saying that the Bengals were going to go undefeated for the first 7 weeks, and they lost to the Ravens in week 1. So my undefeated prediction for the first half of the season obviously didn't go as well as I expected. But you know what? They're actually starting to look pretty good here.
Yeah, they're looking all right. They haven't hit the meat of their schedule yet, though, Bill.
Look who they're playing the next couple weeks.
Yeah, the next three games, they should be favored in all three matchups before they get Pittsburgh. But, they beat up on the Browns and the Redskins. I'll give them credit for the Redskins' win on the road. But beating up on the Browns is nothing to be, too proud of.
Well, they were number 21 last week, and I have them in the top 10 this week. Moving on to number 9, the Chicago Bears. They were ranked 13th last week, and they're kind of sitting pretty here at 2-1, despite everyone panicking about Jay Cutler.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams that could kind of fill these 9 and 10 spots on our rankings. Let's be honest, Bill. There's kind of, in my opinion, we'll get to the top 8 here next. It's kind of this 8 teams, and there's kind of a big group that you could argue could be 9 or 10. Right now, the Bears, 2-1. We'll see what happens against Dallas. If they can win that game, they're going to be sitting in good shape, 3-1.
All right, number 8, we have the New York Giants. You know, all is good when you have Eli Manning throwing the ball and Tom Coughlin as the head coach. They were ranked number 11 last week, and here they are at number 8.
Yeah, and when the Giants usually get off to a good start to the season, Bill, things seem to end badly for them.
Yeah, that's true.
When they get off to a bad start, they finish strong. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I actually like the matchup they have with the Eagles this week. The Eagles are a mess right now. They got to get their act together. They got injuries. They got quarterbacks throwing the ball all over the place, interceptions. Giants, if they can just play a steady, clean game, they have a great shot to win in Philadelphia on Sunday night.
Philadelphia, by the way, not in our top 10 this week. But who is the team that beat them in week 3? The Arizona Cardinals. They were ranked number 17 last week, and now they're number 7. Todd, you said it last week. This defense is legit. So far, they beat the Seattle Seahawks, the New England Patriots, and their most recent victory, the Philadelphia Eagles. So the Arizona Cardinals coming in at number 7. Moving on to number 6, we got the Green Bay Packers. You know, we ranked them number 4 last week. They have a terrific quarterback, but they're 1-2 right now. Obviously, record, they're much better than their record indicates, correct?
Better than the record indicates, but, I mean, you know, they should have beaten Seattle soundly, you know?
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers shouldn't be losing to Russell Wilson, even though it's at Seattle, tough road game, you know, far away. You can't give up 9 sacks. The line for the Packers needs to get their act together.
Well, that's why they were on the idiot report this week, because the 9 sacks, probably one of their worst performances in the last couple of years, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, number 5, the New England Patriots. You know, they should be higher, but the fact is they're 1-2 right now. They still have the best quarterback in the league and the best coach in the league. They were ranked number five last week, so that they held steady being in the top five despite the loss to the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, you know, here we're in the top five now. These top five, six teams, they're all pretty solid. Can't really argue with this.
Yeah.
But, you know, they could very, very easily be 2-1 and probably even 3-0, you know.
Right.
If they could have taken the Cardinals down like they should have at home in the second game of the year.
All right, number four, this could be a surprise team. San Francisco 49ers. We had them ranked number one last week, but then we kind of saw that they're a little bit vulnerable after they lost to the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming at all.
I don't think anyone did.
Yeah, I think a lot of people lost their survivor pools with that game last week.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, they'll be fine. You know, they have a game. They have a game plan built on defense and an offense that doesn't make mistakes typically, and they'll get back to that. They'll be just fine in the end.
All right, number three, the Baltimore Ravens. You know, Todd, the saying goes, good teams win close games, and their victory over the Patriots was an absolute nail-biter. Either way, with the field goal, they still performed on both offense and defense, so the Ravens are coming in at number three.
They are, and, you know, they lost at Philadelphia the week before, and they were on the wrong end of a couple of those questionable replacement referee calls.
Yeah.
And so they could very easily be 3-0. Of course, they got on the right end of some of those calls against the Patriots, so they're definitely one of the top teams. They're battle-tested. They've played a couple really strong teams, looking good. They definitely deserve a spot here in the top three.
All right, number two, undefeated Atlanta Falcons, playing great on both offense and defense. Matt Ryan, he's going to get his first playoff victory this season. I'm saying it now, heading into week four, the Falcons are going to go deep into the playoffs. Last week we had them ranked number three. This week we have them ranked number two.
Looking good so far, Bill. I think they have some big, you know, they have some bigger fish to fry as the season goes on. They beat the Chiefs on the road.
Yep.
They took down Denver, and they beat the Chargers. They're whooping up on the AFC West. We'll see what happens when they turn their attention to some of those NFC foes. Because right now, Bill, the NFC is looking a lot stronger, in my opinion, top to bottom, than the AFC.
I agree. Matty Ice making a really good case for the MVP so far early in the year. How about number one, the Houston Texans? They are absolutely dominant on defense, Todd. And you know what? They have a pretty sneaky good offense. Matt Schaub, 4 touchdowns last week. They have a powerful running game with Arian Foster and Ben Tate. We had them ranked number two last week. Now they're ranked number one.
Yeah, and look out. If Andre Johnson can stay healthy, and that's a big if,
As the season goes on here in the coming weeks.
But if he can stay healthy, he's a deep weapon, and Matt Schaub can keep his ears intact and actually stay on the field, the Texans are a tough out, man. They are a tough out. They've got an easy division. They're going to clean up in the AFC South, and they're going to be at one of those top seeds in the AFC, barring lots of injuries.
All right, so just a quick recap. Top five Football Nation NFL Power Rankings. Number five, New England Patriots. Number four, San Francisco 49ers. Number three, Baltimore Ravens. Number two, Atlanta Falcons. Number one, Houston Texans. Big week four matchups coming up. We're going to break it all down right here on Patriots.com radio. Don't go anywhere. Quick break. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries, we'll be right back with you.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield. Catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football.
and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
And they stay there. All right, welcome back to Football Nation. This is Bill Enright and Todd DeVries hanging out on Patriots.com Radio. Kevin, that's an excellent song to play during our Fantasy Football Champ Show because all we do is win when it comes to fantasy football. Right, Todd?
Absolutely. Winning. But it's Charlie Sheen, right? We should also have a Charlie Sheen clip. Winning.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
All right, so let's move into week four. We're going to break down some games. Thursday night matchup. Obviously, this show is recorded on Thursday, so if you're listening live... Yeah, there you go. If you're listening live,
I had to dig a ways for that one.
No problem, no problem, Kevin. We know you don't have octopus hands with 10 fingers on each hand. That would be kind of cool, though.
If I did, anyway. I'd be a great wide receiver.
Yeah, or a producer.
That was harsh.
Or a piano player. Anyway,
Bill,
Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore.
Yeah, that was a backhanded compliment.
No,
just
I was
pistol
just
with me.
Oh, I was just kidding. Gotcha.
Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens playing tonight in just a few hours. If you're listening to this show live, if you're listening to this show on demand, then you know what? It already happened, and you'll probably look at the scores later on and say, oh, the Ravens won, which is kind of what we expect to see happen, Todd. The Browns are 0-3, Ravens 2-1.
You know, we've had a lot of great matchups on paper thus far on Thursday nights. This is the first stinker.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is the first couple of weeks of the games, the matchups on paper looked great, but the games themselves weren't so hot. Who knows? Maybe tonight you get actually a good game out of a crappy matchup, but I expect the Ravens to roll in this one.
All right, I do as well. I'm looking forward to this next matchup. Carolina Panthers taking on the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons sitting nice at 3-0. Panthers are 1-2. I don't know what's going on with my man Cam Newton, but he does not look good right now.
I'll tell you this. He does not look good right now. I think the Panthers are going to man up and play an excellent game. Okay?
Ooh, all right.
The Falcons are going to need to show up in this one. Now, I think they will show up, and I think this could be one of the best games on Sunday.
Good.
I think this is going to be a classic game, and I think it's going to come down to the end, and I think the Falcons are going to pull it out only because they're at home. But I think Cam Newton plays his best game of the year.
I would love to see that. My man Cam goes ham. I got him on my fantasy squad, hoping that he does wonders in week four. New England Patriots taking on the Buffalo Bills. We previewed this one earlier in the show. You and I both think the Patriots are going to roll right over the Bills.
Yep, I have this one 34-21. I think the Patriots offense, you know, they slice and dice the Bills who can't stop anybody.
I had it 31-21, so we're both pretty close on our predictions there. How about the Minnesota Vikings? Big week three upset over the Niners. They're taking on the struggling Detroit Lions.
Yeah, it's in Detroit. As long as Matt Stafford is playing in this one, Bill, and he's not too hampered by any type of injury that he may have had last week, I'm going to take the Lions. I think the Vikings come back down to earth this week.
All right, we got an AFC West matchup when the San Diego Chargers and Kansas City Chiefs kick off against each other on Sunday. The Chiefs with a pretty big upset down there in New Orleans. They're sitting at 1-2. The Chargers are 2-1.
You know, I think the Chiefs get to 500 in this one. I'm not a big believer in what the Chargers are doing. Chiefs are at home. They won, like you said, last week on the road in New Orleans to avoid going 0-3. I think they get the job done here, kind of creating a deadlock in the AFC West.
Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
There you go.
Anchorman, one of my
Ron Burgundy agrees.
Yeah. Seattle Seahawks going to St. Louis to take on the Rams. You felt bad for the Rams being in our bottom five in the power rankings. Do you feel bad if the Seahawks beat them in this matchup?
Let's not go too far with the sympathy for the Rams.
All right.
Again, I think this is a close game. It's in the Dome in St. Louis. I'm going to take the upset here. I'm taking the Rams.
Okay, how about the San Francisco 49ers traveling to the East Coast to take on the Jets?
Jets are coming off a win. Niners are coming off a loss. The Niners are angry. Niners are going to win this game, Bill.
Yeah, lots of luck, Mark Sanchez. You're going to get hammered in that one. Tennessee Titans going to Houston to play the Texans. Texans are 3-0. They're going to run away with this division. They're taking on the AFC South opponents this, in week four.
This is, if you're still alive in your survivor pool and you can take the Texans here. The Texans are going to roll in this one to go 4-0.
Yeah, that's a good call there. All right, Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. We're not too crazy about the Jaguars in this show. They're in our bottom three, I believe, on our power rankings.
Well, we know who you're taking, Bill. Mr.
Love the Bengals.
Maybe your Bengals can go 6-1 in the first seven. You had them going 7-0 in our preseason preview show,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Maybe they can go 6-1. I'm going to give them the win here to go 3-1.
All right, Miami Dolphins playing against the surprisingly 3-0 Arizona Cardinals.
Cardinals are at home. The Cardinals are due for kind of a
trap
drop
game.
Back in production, okay? A lot of things have gone right for them so far. There's that Dolphin clip.
I love the Dolphin.
Kevin loves that clip. If the Cardinals were on the road this week, Bill, yeah. I would have serious doubts about them beating anybody because I think they're kind of due for a letdown.
Right.
If they are at home, I'm going to ride the Cardinals. I'm going to take them going 4-0. I do not like the Dolphins at all.
Yeah, that Cardinals defense, something to watch out for. I think they give Ryan Tannehill a lot of trouble in week four. Moving on, Oakland Raiders going against AFC West division rivals Denver Broncos. Think Peyton Manning gets the Broncos back on track here?
Yep, it's up in Mile High. I think he does get things back on track. The last two games, they've dug themselves big holes against the Falcons and last week against the Texans. They came back, made it respectable. I think this time they get out in front and drop the hammer on the Raiders.
All right, how about this matchup, Todd? You have the Saints 0-3 taking on the Green Bay Packers sitting at 1-2. Probably two of the best teams in the NFC in 2011. Right now they're looking like one of the bottom half teams.
Well, think about
2012.
It. You know, somebody's. I mean, the Saints could go 0-4 if they lose this game.
Or the Packers could go 1-3.
Yeah, 1-3.
Incredible.
Yeah, I think the Packers take it. They're at home. They got to be unhappy with what happened on Monday night. I'm going with Aaron Rodgers to get the kind of right the ship. The Saints defense is ripe to be just picked apart, and I think that they get it done.
All right, Washington Redskins taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Both of these teams are 1-2. Which team's getting their second win of the year?
I think the Bucs do it. Again, another home team. RG3 last week, he played just fine. He's not the problem, Bill. The problem is that sieve of a defense that the Redskins have. I think Tampa Bay, they're going to pound Doug Martin, play action. Oops, there's Vincent Jackson for a deep bomb. I think Tampa Bay takes down the Redskins.
You know, how about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? They're week two, they played the Giants. Week three, they played the Cowboys. Week four, they play the Washington Redskins. All the NFC East matchups.
Yeah, they're getting it out of the way there, kind of like the Falcons are doing with the AFC West, right?
Right, yep. Right
on. That's just the way the schedule falls.
All right, a couple more games to break down. The Giants and the Eagles, Chicago Bears and the Dallas Cowboys. But we're going to wait to break down those primetime matchups in the next segment. Kerry Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts will join us. Don't go anywhere. The primetime matchups, we're going to be breaking it down with Kerry in the next segment. Right after the break, you're listening. Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pats tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
I love.
Love.
Love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football
and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
You're as cold as ice.
You don't look at stats or chicken wings the way Kerry Byrne does. It's time for the cold, hard football facts, right here on Football Nation.
All right, welcome back to Patriots.com Radio. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries, and we are bringing on our friend Kerry Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com. You can listen to his show right here on Patriots.com Radio every Wednesday from 4 to 6, and of course, you can get the podcast on demand. Kerry Byrne behind ColdHardFootballFacts.com, what did you think of that little intro that we just gave you?
Yeah, but you know, my mom's so proud that I got my little tribute to chicken wings there. She'll probably post a video on the fridge, I think.
See, I knew that you have a good sense of humor and you wouldn't mind that, Kerry.
I'll post the audio, I should say. We don't need the video. No, it's funny. And you know what's funny? Last night we had on the Cold Hard Football Facts show on Wednesday, we had we do a little tailgating. If you guys know, I love the tailgating. We had one of my favorite chicken, my favorite buffalo wing chefs on, and I think that's what our client producer, Kevin Collins, was referencing when
together. We try to plan ahead here, Kerry. We got our stuff organized.
You're doing a good job. So what's going on? Let's talk some football. What's on the docket here, gentlemen?
Well, Bill, we just previewed all the games, Kerry, except for two.
Okay.
We saved two for you, and those are the two primetime games. Why don't we talk about some of the matchups we got here with the Giants and Eagles Sunday night.
Oh, my God. I love that screech. it's a pretty interesting game, guys. And obviously we know the big story with the Eagles has been all those turnovers, right?
Yeah.
12 turnovers and 9 by Michael Vick alone. And the way we track that, we have a whole bunch of different quality stats, as you guys know. And what we do at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider specifically is size up every opponent in every game in 20 different quality stats. So we know every statistically dissect every team every way imaginable,
right.
And the way those turnovers manifest themselves, guys, is through our efficiency indicators, how efficiently you score points and how efficiently you play defense. The Eagles right now are 32nd in offensive efficiency, what we call scorability. They need almost 27 yards to score the equivalent of 1 point, gentlemen. So to put that in touchdown perspective, they need almost 200 yards of offense just to score a touchdown. That is
Wow.
Not only inefficient, the most inefficient offense we've seen since we launched Cold Hard Football Facts in 2004.
Oh, wow.
Talented offense, that's why they're producing yards, but they're not producing points. And so we, you know, we don't care about total yards. We care about what are you doing with those yards. You
can... Well, Kerry, great example of that is the first game. I mean, I'm looking at the box score right now.
Yep.
The Eagles outgained the Browns 456 to 210, yet
yep.
the scoreboard read 17-16.
Bingo, because they kept turning the ball over. They did nothing with it. And I don't know, the box goes off the top of my head, but I'm sure they put up quite a few yards against the Arizona Cardinals, too. And, you know, you have those three fumbles. You have one return, 93 yards for a touchdown. When the
right.
Eagles were about to punch it in, and I know you're an Eagles fan, Todd, I know that had to hurt, but they were about to punch it in and send the ball 97 yards the other way. Those are the plays that win and lose football games.
Sure.
So if I'm looking at this game, that's what really concerns me. And a big statistical mismatch with that said, the Eagles right now are 25th at protecting the passer. And that doesn't bode well when the Giants are third at rushing the passer and forcing.
Well, Kerry, do you have a little tongue in cheek here, Kerry.
Yep.
Do you have a stat for a quarterback protecting himself? Because Vic is not helping his offensive line in these stats.
No,
let's be honest.
He's not. And you know what? You know what, though, Todd? That brings up a good point. He's not. But you know what? We don't lay blame at the Cold Hard Football Facts. We don't care whose fault it is because the scoreboard doesn't care. So we're not about assigning blame. We're about pointing out this is the result. You know, in this indicator, this is how your team performs. It may be the left tackle's fault, or it may be the fault of the quarterback for not protecting the football, which has been the case in, you know, several instances with Michael Vick. It may be the fact that, you know, receivers are knocking the ball up in the air and they're being intercepted. It doesn't matter to us because the scoreboard doesn't care. That's up to the coaches to find out, you know, how to fix the problem. We don't pretend to know how to fix the problems. We just tell you what the problems are and what you need to do to get better. And the frustrating thing for the Eagles, they're the number one pass defense in football. They have a 57 defensive passer rating. That,
wow.
They should be undefeated. They should be a lights-out team, but that offense, that inefficient offense, all those turnovers are killing them right now. The good news is if they can, you know, turn that around, they're gonna be in great shape, you know, because they are a talented team, but they gotta turn around that issue, man. It's absolutely killing them.
All right, so what's your prediction for the Giants-Eagles Sunday night primetime game?
Well, you know, you can get all our picks at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider. Like I said, we size up every team straight up and against the spread, and we size up every team in 20 different indicators. I have the Giants eking out a win. They're actually a one-point underdog on the road, which is basically not an underdog. I have the Giants
right.
eking out that win, mainly because their pass rush is so good, and I think that bodes well for the Giants and bodes poorly for the Eagles.
All right, let's move on to the Monday night game, Chicago Bears versus Dallas Cowboys. Both of these teams sitting at 2-1. But you know what? A lot of questions surrounding the quarterbacks for both of these squads.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, by the way, part of the problem here, we just talked about the scoreability, the efficiency of the Eagles,
right.
32nd and dead last. The Cowboys are 31st, another talented team but a stupid team that plays poorly, puts up big yard,
wow.
you know, big statistics, except everywhere on the scoreboard. You know, this is a team that's 31st in scoring offense through three games. They can't score any points because they're inefficient. And, you know, we know Jay Cutler struggles. We know the Chicago Bears last year had the worst offensive line in football, 32nd
yep.
on our offensive hog index, 32nd again this year. So that, you know, that's a problem there. But I think this is going to be a street fight. The Chicago defense is very good. The Cowboys are very efficient. And what Chicago does, they play good defense. They scratch and claw and try to hang around and get some cheap points. And the way we know they get cheap points, they're number two in offensive efficiency. They can't put up a lot of yards, but they do turn the yards they get into points, you know, able to get short fields with defensive player. They have one defensive touchdown this year. They're actually quite a bit more efficient than Dallas on offense, if a lot less talented.
Kerry, before we let you go, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that the Tennessee Titans versus Houston Texans matchup is the biggest statistical mismatch. Am I correct in that thinking?
You could not be more correct, Dylan. We expect
oh, yeah,
less
baby. Nailed it. I nailed that one.
You didn't cheat. You didn't go ahead and look at all our picks on Insider yet, did you?
I did not, no.
All right. Well, let me tell you. Right now, like I said before, we size up every opponent in every game in 20 different indicators. The Texans are better than the Titans in 19 of those 20 indicators.
Oh, man.
Houston is in the top 10 league-wide in 18 of our 20 quality stats.
Wow.
They are a team, we said before the season, built for the Super Bowl. We like how they're playing right now. Right now, Atlanta looks a little better statistically, but Houston just is, has no weak links. They are number two in our quality stats power rankings. The Titans are 31st. The Texans are number one in the relativity index, how well you perform relative to the quality of your opposition. The Titans are 31st. The Titans right now are 40 points better if you take into account the quality of the opposition each team has played. 40 points better per game.
Wow.
You take into account the quality of the opposition.
Wow.
This should be the big blowout of the week. If all goes according to plan, and it usually does, this should be the big blowout of the week.
You mentioned the Texans are number two on your power rankings. We had them number one. We had the Atlanta Falcons number two. Are Falcons number one on your power rankings?
Yeah, you know, Houston was number one after week two, and Atlanta was number two, and then they flip-flopped this week. I think we're going to see those two teams jockey for position throughout the year. And the way we do it, we don't put any man-made input on this. We size up every team across the board in every single one of our stats, and whoever averages out the best, that's number one. And the thing is, what we found is usually the one and two teams meet in the Super Bowl. So that, you know, if you're a fan of Atlanta or a fan of Houston, you have to watch those quality stats power rankings because they do a very good job of telling us who's going to end up playing for the Lombardi Trophy.
Hey, the Texans and Titans will be a blowout. We all agree on that. I'm peeking ahead at the schedule here, guys. Texans in week six. We're in week four right now. Week six, they get the Packers. Week seven, the Ravens. They get them both at home.
Yep.
That'll be a nice test to see the Texans actually play somebody with a pulse.
Yeah. Not a fan of their schedule. They have not played a team with a winning record yet. That's true. Of course, one of the reasons those teams don't have winning records is because they played Houston. You know, I think that win over Denver last week was a pretty good win.
That was a good win.
Pretty big, and if not for
on the road.
And I don't think that game was as close as the score indicated. You go on the road and you beat up Peyton Manning. I think that's a pretty good win.
I agree with you.
And the thing about Houston, why we think they're so good, why we think they're such a Super Bowl caliber defense, Super Bowl caliber team, is that they are filled with lights out pass rushing young studs, none better than J.J. Watt. And by the way, their third down defense, they're allowing opponents to convert 22% of their third down efforts. That is Super Bowl caliber football if I've ever seen it.
Kerry Byrne from the Cold Hard Football Facts. You can listen to him right here on Patriots.com radio every Wednesday from 4 to 6. Kerry, we appreciate you joining us. Check out Kerry's interview with Troy Brown, the New England Patriots star wide receiver for many, many years.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, guys. His career spanned the whole arc of the Patriots dynasty. He got here when they were still a bad second-rate franchise, and his last year was the year they went undefeated. Really, really kind of a seminal figure in Patriots history, and he was a great guy, great gentleman, and gave us a great interview.
Bingo! Yes. Bingo! I got bingo!
So be sure to catch the Cold Hard Football Facts podcast. Look up that interview with Troy Brown. Kerry, we appreciate you joining us, and have fun in week four.
Okay, gentlemen. Talk to you soon.
There you go.
All right, Todd. So, yeah, we kind of nailed it with that Texans-Titans matchup being the biggest statistical
mismatch. Again, I mentioned it earlier. If you're still alive in your survivor pool, and my God, I mean, this is the year. There can't be many people still alive in these things. So many crazy upsets. But if you are, and you can take the Texans, man, this is the week to take them.
Well, here's how much I know. I had five spots. We're heading into week four. I have zero left.
Really?
I had the 49ers and Saints last week. That was two spots gone. Yeah. When the Patriots played the Cardinals, I used two of my picks on the Patriots that week. They lost. You can play the music again because I lost again. Mm-hmm. And then I forget who I picked in week one, but it was a disaster. So I'm already out, sitting on the bench, my survivor pool.
Hey, boss, you're a loser.
Yeah.
Well, if you're still – hopefully people in our audience are out there. Maybe some of your fans up in Norway and Denmark, Bill. I know you're – wildly popular up there in Scandinavia. Maybe one of those guys is still alive in their survivor pool.
Internationally known, locally respected, baby. You're listening to Football Nation, Patriots.com radio. We'll wrap up the show right after a quick commercial break.
Football Nation is all football all the time.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield. Catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts.
I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
I love,
love
this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Oh, welcome back to Football Nation, where we ball so hard on this show. Patriots.com Radio, Bill Enright, Todd DeVries, hanging out with you for just a few more minutes. We're going about to wrap up the show. Todd, what do you say that we do our early MVP candidates? We're only headed into week four, but let's have a little fun, make some suggestions for who can possibly win the MVP at the end of the season.
All right. It's a small sample size, as we all know, Bill.
It is, only
three games. My list begins and ends with Matty Ice. Matt Ryan.
You know, it's interesting you bring him up, because you look at the MVPs from the last 11 seasons, going back all the way to 2001.
Okay.
Nine quarterbacks have won the award. Only two running backs have won the award. And a defensive player has not won. I have to go all the way back to 1986, when it was Lawrence Taylor.
You have the whole list there?
Yeah.
Rattle off the last 10 or 11.
All right. 2011, Aaron Rodgers. 2010, Tom Brady. 2009, Peyton Manning. 2008, Peyton Manning. 2007, Tom Brady. 2006, here's a running back, LaDainian Tomlinson. 2005, running back, Sean Alexander. And then it's back to quarterbacks. 2004, Peyton Manning. 2003, Peyton Manning and Steve McNair. Rest in peace. 2002, Rich Gannon. 2001, Kurt Warner. Back to a running back in 2000 with Marshall Faulk.
How about it?
No, well, it's kind of no like, defense. It's
yeah,
crazy.
It's kind of like the Heisman Trophy. It's like the Heisman Trophy. It's like, you know, it's a quarterback, usually a quarterback, maybe a running back every once in a while. That's pretty much how they roll. Right now, Bill, all right, Matt Ryan's my guy. He's number one in passing efficiency if you're into passer rating. He's number one in completion percentage. 72% of his passes are being completed right now. And he's got an 8-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio. His team's undefeated. They're looking good. And I expect a shootout with them against Carolina this week in the Dome. I expect him to have to be on his game, or Cam Newton could take them down.
If it wasn't for Matt Ryan playing so well, I would maybe go with a defensive guy, J.J. Watt from the Houston Texans. 5.5 sacks in 3 games, averaging 5 tackles per game. He's got 15 on the year. And how about the pass deflections? He's got like 5 of those, too. J.J. Watt, an absolute beast down there with the Houston Texans. But, yeah, I have to give it to Matt Ryan, too, right now. If the season ended today, he would be my 2012 MVP. He's got the Falcons at 3-0. He's making Roddy White look great, making Tony Gonzalez look like he's 20 years old again. And how about second-year guy Julio Jones having a pretty productive year here as well?
Yeah, but you look at some of the other big-name quarterbacks, right? And they're all having off, you know, kind of a rough start to the season in some respects, right? Mm-hmm. I guess Eli Manning's been just fine. He had the huge 510-yard outing, and his team is 2-1. But, you know, Tom Brady's off to a little bit of a sluggish start for him by his standards. Yeah. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, not doing that great by his standards. Aaron Rodgers, number 16 in passing efficiency right now. That's not very Aaron Rodgers-like. Peyton Manning, now we didn't expect him to have an MVP-type year, but he just rattled off. He's won a whole handful of these things. He's number 20 in passing efficiency. So some big names. Cam Newton's way down the list. Drew Brees, number 25 in passing efficiency. Big names haven't really got their game on yet, you know. So Matt Ryan right now, he's the clear-cut guy, but it's too small of a sample size to really get too concerned about all that.
If the Falcons finish with a top 3 record in the NFL, does Matt Ryan win the MVP this year?
Well, I guess he'd be right in there, man. Who knows? I mean, who knows what's going to happen again? There's 13 games left, man. I mean, a lot of things can happen. What if Tom Brady winds up throwing 4 touchdowns a game from here on out? You know, anything's possible. But obviously, the way that Matt Ryan is playing right now, if he can continue on this pace and the team goes, what are you saying? They're going to go like 14-2, 13-3?
Yeah.
Something like that. Their schedule is, look at their schedule. It's not a, you know, it's not a cakewalk. This is the easier part of their schedule, playing Kansas City and the Chargers. They got some rough games coming up. They got to play the NFC East this year. They got to play Philly, Dallas, New York, Washington. That's not a cakewalk. They got to play the Saints twice late in the year. Maybe the Saints have it turned around by then. They got to play the Lions. They got to play Carolina twice. They got to play Tampa Bay twice. They got to play the Cardinals. You know, they got a tough schedule, at least as from what we can tell right now. It's still a little too early to tell. But they don't have a lot of cupcakes left on that schedule. So I'd be surprised if they wound up going 14-2 or 13-3. I see them going more 12-4-ish, I think, is the top end.
Let's shift gears from an MVP candidate to a fantasy football MVP candidate. That's Robert Griffin III. We got a last-minute emailer from 49er Carlos who wants to know, should he sell high on Robert Griffin III for one of those elite quarterbacks that we've just mentioned that are playing below expectations, someone like Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees? Would you trade RG3 for any of those guys?
That's a great question. I hate to hedge on it, but it may depend upon the scoring system, Bill.
Yeah.
If it's a scoring system where you're only getting 4 points per touchdown pass, I'd probably hang on to RG3. But if it's 6 points per touchdown pass, maybe with bonuses stacked on top of that, someone like a Tom Brady, you know, eventually he's going to come around. You know, might be a time to try to grab someone like that. Someone that you know is going to be there in week 14 and 15 more than likely. RG3, you know, he plays a dangerous game. He is more of a pocket passer than a Michael Vick, but he runs it just enough, Bill. He's going to get banged up, and I'm a little concerned about that once we get deeper into the season with RG3.
If he keeps up this pace that he's going at right now, these are his numbers for 2012. 3,984 passing yards, 21 touchdowns, 1,115 rushing yards with 16 touchdowns. Now, whose numbers do those remind you of?
Cam Newton in college.
Cam Newton as a rookie last year. Almost identical.
Yeah, good point. Cam Newton, Cam Newton's also got, what, 40 pounds on RG3?
Yeah.
He said he can handle the
beat. About three more inches in height.
Yeah, he's a bigger guy. So I'm a little concerned about that. I think as the games go on, I'm looking at his stat line here, Bill. You know, he's averaging 10 rushes per game, and he's averaging 70 yards per game rushing, RG3 is. He needs to get that number down a little bit. Only scramble when you have to on a third and long. You know, send the wide receivers on deep pass patterns and then run underneath and take the yards you can get. So to answer the guy's question, Bill, yeah. I would consider it. I would definitely consider it. You know, maybe dangle RG3 out there, see if anybody will bite.
Aaron Rodgers, by the way, projected, if his keeps going at this pace, will finish with 16 touchdowns. That's basically one touchdown per game. Who would have saw that coming? He only has three so far in the first three games. That number's going up.
That number is definitely going up. Again, it kind of depends on his scoring system. Don't you agree?
Yeah, totally.
You know, totally. I mean, I'm in a league where the quarterbacks are king, and in that type of league, I would definitely, you know, the rushing quarterbacks don't carry as much weight, and if that's the case, then I'd be trying to get an Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. I mean, last year, Aaron Rodgers, 45 touchdown passes.
Yeah, this year he's on pace for 16.
Yeah, that's going to change.
All right, let's wrap up the show. Kevin, are you traveling to Buffalo this weekend to watch the Patriots?
I am not. I was there last year, but I'm staying put.
Okay. Todd, what are you planning for week four?
Couch time.
Couch time. Nice little relaxation.
A little couch, a little junk food, a little cold beverage.
What's your go-to junk food?
You know what? I'm a popcorn freak.
Really?
But yeah.
It's not even that junky.
No. Well, this time of year it is because, my wife will get that caramel corn, all that stuff.
Ooh,
you know, it's kind of the fall time of year. This is the time of year where I pack on the pounds, boys. Right? Time the football kicks off.
Do you go apple picking before you eat the popcorn?
I do not.
You make your own cider out of those apples you pick?
I draw the line there. Bring the apples home to me, that's fine. I do not go and pick apples from a tree like some other people we might know, Kevin.
Yeah, I told him about that. I told him that we weren't too pleased with him.
I don't know who you're talking about. When the girlfriend says we're going apple picking and then we're going to make some apple pie, you say yes.
Or you just go and you pick as many apples as you can as quickly as you can to get the hell out of there.
I bought so many apples, we spent $45 just on apples.
What?
That's outrageous.
When I went to the register, I had six bags with me, and the lady looked at me like, are you feeding a family of 10 here? I
was like, you can make a lot of pies with that.
Just the two of us, yeah, she went wild in the kitchen. She made me apple crisp. She made me apple dumplings, apple pie, apple cinnamon rolls. It was the time of my life because apples are by far, anything apples and dessert are my favorite. So that's why I went. We had a nice little time. But I will never miss football to go apple picking. No way. That was a Saturday afternoon activity.
Did you take the hayride, Bill?
No, I did not take the hayride. I was a little nervous that she would want to because it was looking a little sketchy. The John Deere tractor that had a lot of rust on it.
Could run out of gas, and then you're in real trouble.
Yeah, Kevin, I did not take the hayride.
I bet he hit up the corn maze, too.
There you go.
Nope, no corn maze.
You put your head through
the corn maze and misses all of week four.
We did put our head through the little hole and take the tractor. We did do that.
The farmers?
Yeah. You know me all too well, man, Todd.
You're a pansy man.
Oh, it is what it is. When a girlfriend tells you to do something, you got to do it. As long as it doesn't interfere with football, then I really have no excuse.
I'm a pansy, I admit it.
How do you have these sound clips, and how do they all apply to me? It's amazing.
I don't know. I do what I can.
Oh, great.
It's been three years. I get quite the collection.
I'm sure you do. We got to wrap things up here on Football Nation. Had a terrific show. Todd, any closing thoughts before we leave the good folks at Patriots.com?
I'm very glad to welcome back to the NFL fold Mr. Ed Hockley and his biceps.
Can't wait to see Ed back in action. Kevin, any closing thoughts from you?
There was no foul on the play. It was not a hold. The defender was just overpowered.
That's all I got.
There we go. Excellent job from our producer, Kevin Collins. For Todd DeVries, I am Bill Enright. Thank you for listening to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. Enjoy week four, everybody.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.